Fergie's induction is a richly deserved honor and a tribute to one of the classiest players to ever pull on a Bills jersey. Joe Ferguson, forever enshrined in the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame.
Lou was excited for a moment because I told him I left my notes at home, but I recreated it on a piece of paper that says go to the food pantry, Lou.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, so I wanted to go over the draft, Lou, the big draft.
All right.
Drafted a quarterback first round. What's your feeling about that?
Well, considering I didn't know his name until today... I just hope the poor bastard doesn't have to play and he can learn the system. But why would you want to go on the Bears? They have no line.
Where quarterbacks go to die. We also got Tevin Jenkins, an OT guy.
OT?
Offensive tackle.
I know what OT is.
You said OT like you didn't know what OT was.
No. Outside tackle? See, yeah, he plays outside tackle. Wouldn't that be the tight end? Anyway. I feel like, what's-his-face in, not Silverado, what was it?
Silverado.
Who the hell was that guy? What am I, Blazing Saddles?
Yes.
I'm going to shoot him. Anyway, go ahead as we segue.
Mongo, just a pawn in the game of life. Okay. Another OT, Larry Barron, in the fifth round, 151st pick. Cahill Herbert, a running back. 217. That was interesting.
No, I like that because Montgomery really could use a little help.
And the final pick at 221, Daz Newsome. He's a wide receiver. Daz, D-A-Z-Z, Lou.
Daz is going to dazzle him. If only he had somebody to throw it to him. And then we'd be dazzled.
Wow. Lou. You're on fire, sir.
Bedazzle that wide receiver.
Bedazzle him.
Okay, those are going to be my two picks to watch.
All right. Daz Newsome and who else?
Cleavon. Cleavon Little? I don't know. What was
Cahill Herbert.
That's it. Cahill Herbert. Wow. All right.
Yeah, so this...
That was going back to my Blazing Saddles reference.
Exactly. We have the schedule in front, but God knows it. You were playing the Brownies this year.
That's, well, no Baker Mayfield, right? Is Baker Mayfield gone?
Baker Mayfield from the Browns?
Yeah. Is he still there?
I assure you, Lou, he's still there. We're playing the Brownies the third week.
Right, and Baker Mayfield, he's not there anymore, right?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That was my initial answer.
Is Leroy Kelly playing?
Leroy Kelly.
All right.
Is Billy White Shoes Johnson playing?
He was never a Brown. He was a Houston Oiler.
Bone Phillips.
Well, I never wear my hat in the house.
So.
Where is he now?
Another weird, I don't know. He's 6 feet under.
What would he be doing if he were alive?
What?
Let me out of here! Let me out of here!
Exactly.
All right, go ahead.
And then he would suffocate within 20 minutes. So we are also playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, which we haven't done in a while. And we have the traditional game versus the Giants, which is
the last game of the year.
Exactly.
And I was very disappointed that the season is a little longer.
Yeah, it's weird.
That extra game.
Yeah, it goes into mid-January now. Hell, it used to be over, like, around Christmas.
So what, I'm going to have to bump up the pool, right? There's an extra game.
I think the Super Bowl is going to be in mid-February.
No! Sacrilege.
All right.
All right.
Anything else you want to know
about the Giants are going to win.
The Giants are going to win.
I think the Giants are going to lead their division.
Wow.
They're going to go from last to first.
Wow.
Sweeping the Eagles. Oof. Splitting with the Redskins.
And beating... the Bears.
Oh, and the Dallas Cowboys. They shouldn't even. But anyway, let's go.
All right, that's pretty much the end of that segment.
You want more brownie, Kamish?
Always good to talk about the Cleveland Browns, Lou.
Do we have anybody from Cleveland?
So you got? Do we have anybody here from Cleveland?
No, in Lou Dickman Weekly.
I don't think so. Nobody cheering for the Browns. I know. We have the Eagles fans mostly.
Yeah, it's damn Pennsylvania people. All right.
So your power rankings. These are number one draft picks, Lou.
Of this year?
Of all time. You have to rank them.
Is Curtis Enos in there?
No, he is not.
Rashad Shalom?
Nope.
Oh, that's a fake list.
I took six names that people know. We could go on the Bustas, but we're going on the great six greats.
All right.
Paul Hornung, Terry Bradshaw, Ed Too Tall Jones, John Elway, Peyton Manning, and the Juice, O.J. Simpson. Who's number six, Lou?
Wow. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, number five.
Number five. Who was the fifth one that you listed? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, Elway.
Elway, yeah, Elway number... Well, you know what? I did like the fact that Elway refused to play for who? Baltimore?
Wasn't he
controversial that way? Okay, so we're not going to pick Elway. We're going to move him up a little bit for that. Let's go with O.J.
All right, the Juice goes to number five, surprisingly.
And then Ed Too Tall Jones.
Ed Too Tall
Jones. I always thought he was going to make it as a boxer.
Right, he had a boxing career afterward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Paul Hornung. I mean, I never saw the guy play, but I know the guy used to like to party like...
He liked to bet a lot, too. Like,
yeah, what's
he
not
sat out
to
a
like?
Whole season because...
I mean, if Paul Hornung were alive, he'd be in the Lou Dickman Weekly.
All right, there
Any relatives of Paul out there that want to get in, give us a buzz.
Right, we start in September. All right.
All right, and then did I say Terry Bradshaw?
No, you did not.
And that would be number one?
Now I'm confused if we got everybody. Oh, you said Paul Hornung, so Bradshaw is number one.
Wow, Bradshaw.
Do you have no problem with that?
Nah.
I was shocked that you didn't put Juice, a murderer, in sixth place. What was the call on that?
Well, it had nothing to do with his social life after football.
Well,
this is one that I'm being able to be objective on.
All right. Ready for your question of the week, Lou?
And did you really know who he was?
Who?
When he came into the NFL?
Simpson or?
Yeah, O.J.
I mean, he was a star. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I knew who he was outside of football. I knew what team he played for, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, really? I knew nothing.
Really? Yeah, no, I knew the Juice.
Yeah.
Remember, he hosted Saturday Night Live.
During football. I knew more of O.J. Simpson outside of football than I did in football.
Right. I'm saying I knew him in both.
So. Yeah, I know. The only thing I could tell about the Bills back then was, didn't they have a quarterback, Ferguson?
Ferguson.
I don't know.
You're talking when the Juice played? I don't know the Buffalo quarterback, but if you got that right.
I think that might
Lou Dickman listeners, if you got that right.
Fact check them. All right, what's my question of the week? My
question of the week is, Lou, what is your favorite type of draft, Lou? Military, sport, or the cold wind that comes under your door from Lake Michigan during the winter? What is your favorite draft?
Wow. Miller High Life.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week and go Bears!
This is the commission inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Half-Remembered Football Highlights. When you need to sort of remember the gritty and great, see Lou at the Sovereign. 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell 'em Lou, Gritty and Jew.
bed.